Welcome to Radio Rehab. Here's your host, Dana Keys.
Welcome to Radio Rehab. I'm your host, Dana. I'm here in studio with producer Shar, and this is our weekly roundup. If you are just listening for the first time, we are a recovery podcast, and there's over 200 of them in the can, so please go back and listen to them, especially today, because we're going to be referencing yesterday's episode. So this was so cool. I got to be involved in the Sonoma Speaker Series and go up and interview Nick and David Sheff, the father and son, who's the author and subject of the book Beautiful Boy. And it was so meaningful to me because I'm watching a father and son on stage talk about addiction, and I'm sitting there in the audience with my mom, and it was just, it was so touching.
I actually thought about that when I was listening to the interview for the edit. I was like, there's a lot of similarities. First of all, there was a lot of similarities. You haven't seen the movie yet.
Right, yeah. No, 'cause I was told that the movie and the book were totally different. So before I talked to them, I was like, I'm not going to see the movie. Also, it's so hard for me to see things that are just so close to home that I'm like,
I don't know,
ouch.
Too. Yeah, there's, you know, like I don't often think of things that you might not. I know that the bear does that a lot. Go, oh, you can't watch that because
an animal gets killed.
Yeah. Like he kind of pre-screens things for you.
Yes, he does.
I don't normally pre-screen things for you, but when I watch things, I'll be like, this might not be
right.
And there were definitely some scenes in there that I don't know if you're like, I don't know if you go trigger happy, but like
with needles,
but
yeah,
yes,
you know, I do. Come on. It's like never going to go away. Like my cousin sent me a video of himself playing the drums and I'm like, dude, all I see is the vein in your forearm. And he's like, you've got issues.
the movie's on Amazon Prime right now. So I was able to watch it over the weekend, and it reminds me a lot of one of our other movies is, Ben is Back.
Right.
And where I feel, this is the thing, is like I haven't lived it like you have, but from what I know, it looks like they got it right, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I know they did because I met the two people.
But they did a great job casting. Holy crap. You know, Steve Carell and
Timothée
Chalamet.
Yeah, there was one scene they showed before Nick and David came on and did their talk. And it was like my heart got ripped out because it was the son going like, you don't even know who I am. And the dad's like crying going, who are you? Who are you, Nick? And I remember that same thing happening with my mom walking in the house and going, who is? And I was like, you don't even love me anymore. And she's like, who? I don't know who this junkie is who took my daughter and ate her, you know, like, and I just, it's just so relatable.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was intense. It was all the things.
I'll bet.
And, but it was very well acted. Timothée Chalamet, that kid's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And like, I just know him from, you know, being the kid from Homeland.
Oh my God. He was on Homeland?
He was the president's kid.
I'm such an idiot. I actually watched Homeland. I actually like that show.
And, but.
Oh, okay. I remember. Yeah, you're right.
And, but I remember, when this movie actually screened the Mill Valley Film Festival, not last year, the year before.
Right.
And I remember, but I didn't know what I didn't know what this movie was about at all. Like, you know, Beautiful Boy, like there was buzz around it, but I didn't know that it was a recovery story. Actually, probably not until you and I were talking about the fact that David and Nick were going to be in town and that we were going to try to get
really?
Them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I knew what it was about. First of all, when I saw the words Beautiful Boy, I knew. I'm like, that's a father who's in pain about his son. Now that's somebody who's trying to save their child, like just by the title. And the minute I heard like what it was about, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I you know, because it's like, it's heavy. I've got to be in the right mood and in the right moment. But getting to know the people behind it and reading the book is like, oh my God, it's so powerful and so amazing.
I bet.
And I'm so honored to have gotten to talk to them, because the cool thing about their story is that, like, you know, there's all in this day and age of, you know, Al-Anon and tough love and you don't want to enable the addict and all that. It really boils down to how the fuck do you help someone? Like, how do you help someone you love? Should you just give up on them? And they were telling during the lecture series, not in the interview, they were telling some amazing stories about somebody whose kid died because they said, no, not today. Tough love. And then the kid like overdoses and it's like, oh, was the love tough enough? Because now that, you know, they don't have a son or a daughter.
Right.
So it's like he spent all that time just never giving up. David, the dad, spent all that time never giving up on his son, Nick. And my mom took every opportunity to nudge me during the performance and let me know.
Of course she did.
And I didn't give up either. Like every 5 minutes, every time he would say, I never gave up on him and I fought for his life, my mom would be like, sounds familiar. In my ear, I'm like, Mom, stop tooting your own horn.
I love your mom. Mama Kate's the best. Because I guess the best part of that is because you have to know Dana's mom, you have to know right. Kate to really understand this, but if you have any kind of relationship with Kate or have been in any kind of scenario with her, she's that person. She's the person in the movie theater that's going to go, oh, I knew this was going to happen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Or laugh really loud and then turn around and ask you for an explanation for what she was laughing at. What was funny?
I've sat next to her at three birthday meetings for you.
Yeah.
Where she goes, oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. Like, we're at a CHIP meeting, like a 12-step meeting, and my mom is not one of us. Neither is Producer Char, not one of us, you know? And, like, but Producer Char is quiet during the meeting. The person will say something and, like, talk about their story, and my mom will go, what is she talking about? What did she do? You know? And she'll go, and lots of bad traumatic things happen I don't want to get into. My mom will lean over and go, what was it? And I'm like, everyone can hear you. I can hear the whole back row behind me laughing because of my mom. But it's great. I know, it's so cool to watch because David and Nick have this beautiful relationship. It's just
watch. He's almost 10 years sober now.
Yeah, he said he's 10 years sober.
And it's like, could you imagine? I mean, think about, I know what you and your mom have been through in your 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
You're 4 years in. Double that, you know. How much have you grown? Like all the time that he's grown, you know, in 10 years since he, you know, since he got clean.
Yeah.
That just strengthens. I can only imagine how much stronger and how much closer they are.
Yeah.
But he's and Nick has like carved out it's one of those things again. It's like when you get clean, sky's the limit on what you can do with your life and success and everything. Yeah, he's, you know, like he's written books.
Yeah, I think he's a TV writer and everything.
He was one of the people behind 13 Reasons Why.
What?
Yes.
Are you shitting me right now?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I hate that I didn't know that. I swear, like, well, I did, for this, it's like, I did prep. Then I felt like, dude, I know these people. These people are in my heart. Like, these people are me. I don't have to do that much. And I, you know, didn't really have to do that much prep. It was a great conversation, and I was talking with, like-minded kindred spirits. But I did not know. But you know what? It wouldn't have gone with the interview anyway. It
right.
would be like, oh, side note. Let's talk about 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, yeah. You guys didn't have enough time to kind of delve into that, you know, delve into those side stories. But yeah,
right.
I read an article about him, sharing kind of his thought process behind why they decided to, you know, because they got, you know, when 13 Reasons Why came out, there was so much kind of, I don't know, backlash, if you will, for, you know, quote unquote glorifying suicide or whatnot. But
right. I don't think they glorified it.
Yeah. And so he had the article shared like kind of his ideas behind why they decided to do the story that they did and the way that portray it the way that they did.
Right.
But yeah. And then he started writing for one of our favorite websites, The Fix. He's a article contributor there.
See, it's funny. Another thing I talked to him about was basically writing, because everybody's always like to me telling me I should write a book and I need to write a memoir, to which I agree. But then in my mind, I'm like, My brain looks a lot like Swiss cheese if you remove it from my skull right now. Like, there's so many just years I don't remember.
I won't argue with
that. Yeah, I know you won't. You see it first. You just saw it firsthand a minute ago where I'm like, I don't know how to talk. You know, but yeah, it's like, I asked him, I'm like, how did you do this? How did you write this book about addiction when you are an addict? How do you remember? And he's like, oh, don't feel bad. I wrote it when I was young. He's like, if I tried to write it now, I would not remember all that stuff. So that made me feel a little better. I was like, okay, well, good.
But...
Now I have to have somebody else write my book.
but there's a story in there for you for sure.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere there will.
If we could even turn it into a crazy fictional story. It would be awesome.
Ooh, yeah. Except it's true.
Yeah.
Based on true events.
Yeah.
Except then she gets like eaten by aliens at the end or something. No. And turns into a cat.
Turns into a cat.
Yes. Oh, I would love that. If only that was true. But yeah, and then so after they do this whole lecture series, they took questions from the audience. And at first, it was very funny and ironic because it's Sonoma. It's wine country. We are at Hannah Boy Center, which was actually the first place I secretaried a meeting in recovery. It was up there for mm-hmm. the kids. And but there's people drinking wine. The VIP people all had glasses of wine because it's Sonoma and everybody's drinking wine.
Oh, how funny.
It was just so funny to me because I felt like I'm watching these people that like I'm related to almost on stage, you know, because like we're in the same, not the same field, but in recovery. We're
right.
all recovering, you know, like there's the parent and there's the addict and same with me and my mom. But it's so funny. Like we're not in AA right now. You know, we're here with people drinking, but the crazy part was this one girl at the end. She was so young. I would say she's like 13, maybe.
Okay.
Raised her hand and said, I have 4 months sober. Right when she said that, I was trying so hard not to break down crying. And she said, I have 4 months sober and my dad isn't sober. And I wonder if he's ever going to be the same again. Oh,
wow.
My God. And I know. Like, I'm trying not to cry right now even thinking about it. It was so devastating.
Wow.
And Nick and David took such time and thought with their answers and the way they talked to her afterwards. I mean, they both gave her, like, just so much of themselves in response to her question. And it was beautiful. It was really, like, it was the greatest event. Like, my mom and I walked out of there hugging, like... It was just, we were just so happy to have gotten to take part in that. Like, and I'm just so happy I got to meet them. Like,
yeah.
they're just great people. And it was a great conversation I got to have with them.
Well, it gives you hope. You know, it's
and that's the other thing is it gives me hope because it's like, I look at Nick and I go, you know what? Maybe I can have 10 years. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, there's days where I'm like, dude, I'm not going to make it to 5. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
Like your text last night.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'll lose my mind. And
you know what? That's interesting. I'm going to peel the curtain back a little bit to right now. Is Dana sent me some texts last night that were reminiscent of old Dana, but I know it wasn't at all.
Yeah,
but it definitely
was doing a fight with the same person.
But it was yeah, right. But it was definitely there were definitely like patterns of what you used to do.
Yep.
like Morse code of how to you know, like what am I gonna do with this? Like I will call you. But don't respond to me right now. Like, I couldn't. So it's like I couldn't even say okay. And I'm like, sitting there going, oh my God, what is she? What's going on over there?
Set you up, didn't I?
I didn't. I didn't think that you were going down the wrong path. But I definitely was just like, oh, this definitely reminds me. This definitely reminds me of an earlier time.
And I get reminded of those times too. And it's like a matter of how I deal with it. But like. Just the way that Nick talked about addiction, and he talked about at one point there was a relapse, and instead of berating him, this was like one of my favorite parts of the evening. This was the part I wanted to elbow my mom and be like, see, hear that? But I didn't because, you know, I know enough about Al-Anon for my sponsor to know no way. But Nick was talking about how he relapsed at one point and he thought he could handle it. It was like one little slip and then it got bigger. Mm-hmm. And then he called his dad, and instead of like berating him and being like, how could you do that? You threw everything away. His dad's response was, I'm so sorry that you have to go through this and that you have to live with this, mm-hmm. you know, and that you're an addict and that you have this disease. And like, that's the thing is it is a disease and it's something that we have to live with. And it's just a matter of like the struggle and all the work we have to do to mm-hmm. stay clean and sober. But yeah, it's like a lot of times I'm like, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to be able to stay clean and sober for 10 years. And then Nick is like somebody after talking to, like I really related to. And I was like, you know, I think I can. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the vibe he gives everybody. And the fact that they wrote this book together called Clean and they're going around and talking to high schools and doing these lecture series type things is just so beautiful. It's like they're just carrying the message. And
that's part of what you guys are supposed to do.
Yeah. But, you know, some people like them are going above and beyond. And like, I love them. Mm-hmm. They're just great.
There was one line in the movie. There was one scene in the movie that. And I don't know. I guess maybe because I have enough friends that are in recovery. Mm-hmm. And I've had experiences with people that are not in recovery and are in recovery now.
Yeah.
But where it actually happened to me, I was just reminded of it where there was a part where Nick, Timothy Chalamet, was talking to a sponsor and they were like talking about him having a disease. And he's like, it's not a disease. I don't have cancer. I'm not sick. And when he said that, I was just like, that's been said to me.
Right.
About comparing the disease to cancer.
Right.
And I'm like, it just shows that like, yeah, the movie, the book, these guys it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And it's, as you like to say, they got it right.
Yeah, they got it right.
If it's happening to you.
Well, I mean, they have to get it right. It's their story.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, portraying it. Because that right. happens. That happens a lot where they try to portray something and it isn't. It does. You know, like it's sensationalized or it's. They try to make it into a movie, you know, and they try to make it, you know, bigger and more entertaining.
Right.
But as opposed to, like. It's message and its service, and I think that's kind of what these were. But yesterday's conversation, after I watched the movie first before I listened to the conversation, because mm-hmm. unfortunately I wasn't able to make it to Sonoma that day. But yeah, it was awesome, and I'm glad that it was one of those gets that you're just like, oh, this is a good get.
It was like I know I was like I'm so glad. I'm gonna love them forever. Like I'm always gonna love that conversation, you know. It was just like meeting two mm-hmm. friends.
What was the last time we had your mom in? Was that 2, 3, 4 years ago?
It could have been 4 years ago, because then I would only have had like a few months. Didn't I have a year?
Maybe it's 3 years ago.
Or did I have, no, I had to have 2 years. Did I live here? I lived in SF, right?
Was it? It couldn't have been 2 years ago.
Dude, I think it was. I think it was 2 years ago. Wait, what are you hinting at that we should have her back on?
We should have her back on. You've grown.
Yeah,
because
she
bit
started
more.
Going to Al-Anon now, so she's grown yeah. too. It'll be a really interesting conversation.
We should have her in and see where that goes.
Yes, I'm down.
So we'll have to tackle her.
I'm sure. I'm sure she'll be into that.
Tackle her and bring her in.
Okay, so that's next on my list is tackling my mom and bringing her in, which shouldn't be too hard. Well, I don't know. She's pretty feisty, but I'll try. They're over my back. Special thanks again to Nick Sheff and David Sheff for being on the show, for Laura Zimmerman and Kathy Wickiwicki and the Sonoma Speaker Series. And thank you so much.
That's her real name?
It really is. Yes, it's a real name.
Which one's your mom's friend?
They're both friends with my mom.
I was reading an article about them. They're doing good things out there.
Yeah, no, they're doing great things. This whole Sonoma Speaker Series is awesome.
Sounds
like,
amazing.
Yeah,
we should we should attend it more often.
I think so. I know. I think we will. It's great. And any excuse to go to Sonoma, you know me. Yeah, I'll take sure. it. I'll take it.
I'll have wine.
Yeah, you can have wine. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to contact us, it's radiorehab@gotoproductions.com. That's gotoproductions.com. You can call or text 415-496-9511. Even when we're not in studio on all the socials, it's @radiorehabdana. Thanks for listening. Keep coming back.